Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace. Let me ask you a question as we begin this new podcast today. How many times have you confessed the same sin to the Lord, and yet each time you feel sorry and tell Him you won't do it again? But then you repeat the process and repeat it and repeat it. Deep inside, you doubt that you'll follow through. We've all been there, haven't we? Perhaps the problem is that despite our confessions, we haven't entered into genuine repentance. See, repentance is vital for salvation and growth in holiness. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, He commissioned His disciples by saying, "Repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in His name to all the nations." Now, the Bible has a whole lot to say about repentance. For instance, in Matthew 3, verses 1 and 2, the Word says, "John the Baptist came preaching, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Then in Matthew 4:17, a short time later, Jesus came on the scene proclaiming the same message. In Luke 5:32, Jesus stated, "I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." Then in Acts 2:38, we find that Peter said, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 3:9 tells us, "The Lord is patient toward you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Then in Revelation 2 and 3, we find, in letters to the churches of Asia Minor, Jesus admonished the people to do what? To repent. So we have to ask the question, so what is repentance? Since the message of repentance is prominent throughout all of the scriptures, it's important to accurately understand the biblical meaning of this term. Here's the definition. In the New Testament, repentance includes recognition of sin, godly sorrow for that sin, and a commitment to change direction. Regret, grief, and remorse accompany repentance, but are not evidence of it if there is no change in behavior. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for repentance is turn, to turn. So when one repents, he turns from his sinful way of life to head in the direction of obedience to God. There's also a process involved in repentance. Repentance begins with the Holy Spirit's conviction of wrongdoing in our hearts. At that point, we become painfully aware of our sin against God and feel the guilt of it. But it does not end there, dear one. Genuine repentance results in a change of mind, heart, direction, conduct, and attitude. Instead of tolerating that sin, we now hate it and turn to a life of obedience to Almighty God. Various words are used throughout the New Testament to refer to salvation. Our Lord Jesus and the Apostle Paul called people to repentance, but John emphasized belief. The reason he wrote his gospel account was, as he said, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. That's from John 20, verse 31. The writers of Scripture weren't led by the Holy Spirit to use all possible words referring to salvation each time they spoke of it. The terms faith, believe, and repent all refer to conversion and can be used interchangeably. You could think of faith and repentance as two sides of the coin of salvation. Both are required. But even though you may only see one mentioned in a particular passage, the other is also implied. So, for example, when Paul and Silas explained to the Philippian jailer how to be saved, they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." They didn't say, "Repent and believe," because only one term was necessary. The concepts go hand in hand. So genuine salvation always results in a changed life. Always. Baptism is a fitting picture of this conversion. When we die to sin, are buried with Christ, and are raised with him to walk in the newness of life. Realize now that the death to sin and new life in Christ is the evidence of genuine salvation. If nothing has changed in our lives, then there has been no repentance, and our faith is merely intellectual, a head knowledge. When we don't understand that faith and repentance are two sides of salvation, both of which are required, we'll try to separate them. What do I mean? Well, some people claim that repentance is unnecessary for salvation. They see it as self-generated works, but salvation is only by grace through faith. But they fail to recognize that both faith and repentance characterize genuine salvation. True believers turn by faith to God and from sin through repentance. Still others put repentance before salvation. They think they must clean up their lives before trusting Christ, but they have no power to do so. Salvation and cleansing are the work of God. His Holy Spirit draws us to repentance by bringing conviction of sin and awareness of our desperate need for a Savior. The Gospel explains that Christ paid the penalty for our sins with his death on the cross. When we believe and trust him as Savior, our sins are forgiven, and God cleanses us, as he promised in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Repentance brings instant change, instant, at salvation. But it is a continual process thereafter. We were radically changed at the moment of salvation when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. We're radically changed right then. But the cleansing process of God in our lives is usually slow. It's lifelong, dear one. As he brings an area of sin to mind, we must turn from it by the power of His indwelling Spirit. Since the Lord will never stop cleansing us, we must never stop confessing and repenting. So, confession isn't merely listing our sins to God, thanking Him for His forgiveness, and going on with life. It means we say the same thing or agree with God about our sin and what we should do about it. It's seeing our wrongdoing from God's perspective. Since He is holy and hates sin, so should we. The Lord wants us to lay it down and walk away from it. Loved one, true biblical confession includes an attitude of repentance. We are not to confess lightheartedly, but in a repentant way that produces victory over sin through the power of the Holy Spirit in us. So repentance is necessary for everyone. For an unbeliever, it's an essential part of salvation. And for believers, it's needed for daily cleansing and continuing fellowship with God. When we refuse to repent, sin gains an increasingly stronger hold on our lives. I know that some of you are listening for the first time to our podcast today. Yet some of you are regular listeners, and I thank God for you, and I pray for you all weekly. However, for those of you who listen today and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not sure I even know Jesus Christ. I don't think I've ever made Him Savior and Lord of my life. Well, dear one, what's holding you back? You can do this today, right now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Right now is the appointed time. So let's pray this prayer together, dear one. And I would ask you to open your heart and pray it with everything that's in you. Pray it out loud, wherever you are right now. You could be in a bar room. You could be in a hotel room. You could be working out in a gym. You might be shaving in your bathroom. Open your heart to Jesus right now and pray this with me. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray it with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful things I have done. Cleanse me, Lord, with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and He is alive. And this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am reborn. And I will live for you, Jesus, and serve you all the days of my life. And I'll never be the same again. I love you and praise you, my Lord and my God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you've prayed that prayer with me for the first time, or maybe you're coming back to Jesus, write to me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Go to the contact tab, click on that, and email me. Tell me, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and my life will never be the same. Jesus is now Lord of my life. If you'll do that, I will rejoice with you. I will send you a reply. And what's more, I will send you a free resource, postage paid, to help you get started in this new walk with Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. Hey, also, it's vitally important that you find a good local church. Ask God to lead you to just the right one for you. where the Bible is preached and taught faithfully, and where the people there love God and love each other. Thank you so much for listening. I pray for you guys, as I said, weekly. And I never take your listenership for granted. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May God be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love. May it be yours in your family, your marriage, your home, in your relationships, and may God grant you the greatest favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Slusas. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.